Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. And today's episode marks the 28th of February of the year 2020. Today in history is the death anniversary of Mr. Ed, the talking horse, who died from an overdose of the peanut butter they stuck in his mouth to make him look like he was talking. Too special to live. Pat a horse today, but don't make it talk. Celebrations today include National Public Sleeping Day and National Tooth Fairy Day, which sounds like a plan for the Tooth Fairy to stop working night shifts to me. And your guest today is celebrity Andy Zaltzman, just back from his recent tour of the Arctic in Looking at Andy in the Arctic reality television show, which unfortunately was pulled off the air after only half an episode.
Well, it was me or the polar bear, and things got rather grisly, really. And you know, I mean, I saw it as merely showing the brutality of nature. Others thought that I was, you know, vaunting my success over the slain animal.
Well, you did sort of stand on it and scream, man is the top of the food chain.
And, I mean, my body double actually did the actual fight and the slaying, but people didn't need to know that, did they? I mean, we all know TV is not real. So why did people feel the need to highlight the fact that I'd had someone kill a polar bear on my behalf and then smeared my face with its blood as an attempt to educate our younger viewers in, you know, how nature... Because polar bears generally presented as cuddly toys for children, and that is so far from the reality as the first of my body doubles could... would testify were he still with us.
Coming up today, we'll be addressing all of the latest Brexit transition period news, 4 weeks into Brexit now, and you as a Euro traveller will have all the latest news on that. But first, some headlines. In the news today, in the wake of a wave of concern about countries using sports events to clean up their image and conceal human rights violations, the international sports body has announced a new ranking system for nations that want to host a football tournament or international sporting event, but also want to do that via the medium of slavery. This new competition has been tabled in an attempt to encourage the humane treatment of citizens by governments who presumably can't be trusted to try to do that without some sort of trophy or cup at the end of it. The game will pit nations against one another to compete for good social, environmental, and economic outcomes for their citizens, and rewards cooperation. It will be called the Nations League, or League of Nations. I look forward to seeing how that goes.
Well, I mean, that just shows the power of sport, doesn't it? Because, you know, Beijing got the Olympics in 2008, and, you know, now China gets a lot of criticism, for example, for, you know, essentially interning a million Muslims in prison camps. But without the Olympics, imagine how many more Muslims they would be interning. So, you know, it's only the Olympics that's kept it down to as few as a million.
Yes, indeed. And more news, there is a breakout currently going on in the prison camp on Mars. There's very little news coming out of there. A few TikToks coming out from the prisoners on Mars. Apparently the aim is to return to Earth and take over New Zealand, which is the landmass that's emerged off the coast of New Zealand. It will be a number of months before we realise what that happens, because they'll be heading back through space. But we will stay tuned on the latest news on that.
I'd stop at the moon if I was them.
That's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea to stop at the moon, because there's all that infrastructure there from the billionaires who were planning on moon colonies, who have since revised their plans to the floating trash island off the coast of America, which is still underway. Again, we will keep up with that Kickstarter as it continues. And that is your headlines for today. Now it's time for your classified ad section. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Legal Broom, the sweep-it-under-the-rug solution for all the legal problems you want to ignore. Our trained lawyers are functionally useless, but will reassure you that they've got your legal liabilities in hand, so you don't have to worry about it. Legal Broom will wipe your slate clean with a series of services designed to brush off your troubled criminal past. Have a sparkling clean ground floor on your new business with our money laundering, identity wiping, and enemy scrubbing services. Legal Broom. Find us in the back corner booth of your local dive bar today. And this episode is brought to you by Stomps.com. Don't have time to get to the post office? Sign up with Stomps.com and we will send a toddler to your home to have a patented tantrum that will relieve your mind of all mild to moderately urgent administrative tasks. No packages to mail, no groceries to buy. Sign up with Stomps.com and all your cares will fall by the wayside as you vainly try to soothe the intense emotions experienced by a tiny human with no perspective who is incapable of understanding your emotional impact in anything other than an instrumental way. Stomps.com will give you 20% off your first month of toddlers if you sign up now with the code THE. That's THE for The Last Post. Stomps.com/THE. Stomps.com. Try a screaming distraction today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Drew Scott here. And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Last Post.
And now it's time for your top story. Andy Zaltzman, we are 4 weeks into the post-Brexit transition period. What is happening with Brexit, with Europe? Where are we in the world?
Well, just listen to this, Alice.
I can hear that. That's hammering.
Yeah, that's the hammering of freedom. That is the sweet hammering of the nails of freedom into the wooden fence of destiny. I mean, everyone in Britain now feels anywhere between 10% and minus 10% more free than they did before Brexit. It's making that level of difference already. And as we are recording here close to this building site, where you can hear the workers are constructing the 250-metre-high statue of Nigel Farage for future generations to look upon his works and despair, or anti-despair, delete according to your political preference. I mean, we can see what a glorious time. I mean, the thing is, in the NHS, people are recovering much, much faster by a factor of anything up to, you know, make up a number percent, because the sense of freedom is the most natural medicine a British person can. You wouldn't understand this because you're...
Obviously, I'm Australian.
You're Australian, which is like a kind of second, third generation lapsed Brit, so you don't really have the same physiological makeup as I do. But, you know, that just the sense of freedom is, it's nature's epidural. Because it's notable, actually, that before we joined the European Union, British mothers would give birth without any painkillers at all.
Mm.
I mean, none.
Well, it's interesting, as an Australian, you know, most convicts in Australia, sort of people with convict history, talk about how their great-great-great-grandparents or great-great-grandparents usually committed small crimes because you were transported or your sentence was transported to transportation. From death for small things like stealing a loaf of bread or the classic one is most people in Australia who are descended from convicts are descended from convicts who stole an umbrella, which leads me to believe that Victorian England had a lot of umbrellas a lot of stabbings.
Well, that's, you know, makes the irony of ending up in a sun-drenched barbecue paradise all the more touching in many ways.
Yeah, we'll send you somewhere where you won't need to steal an umbrella.
Exactly. And then you'll wish you had an umbrella as shade. It's a circle of life.
It is the circle of life. I feel like Europe is really coming to terms with how badly things are going for them now that England has left.
Yes. Well, I mean, there are rumours, actually, that Europe is missing us Brits so much that they're going to rebrand Luxembourg as the United Kingdom. it has to be slightly different for copyright reasons. And also, they've had a lottery draw amongst the remaining member nations, and Portugal has been picked as the country that will replace the UK as the member state that likes to be gratuitously negative about as many things as possible. So they're starting to gradually come to terms by sort of replacing the United Kingdom from within.
Portugal has some affinities with the United Kingdom. They're a maritime nation. They like smoked fish.
Yes,
it's about all you need, isn't it?
And custard.
Custard.
Yeah.
Sort of a banking psychology.
Yeah. Much concern about the negotiations, how the negotiations are going, which thus far, from my sources within Downing Street, have largely involved Boris Johnson stripping down to his Speedos, jumping onto a table and shouting, "What do you think of this, my dears?"
I mean, the fact that he's wearing Speedos for day wear implies a very bad thrush situation.
It's not so much that. It's just he is a man who knows he retains enemies in the political sphere and may need to escape. And if you think about where he works, you know, Downing Street, Houses of Parliament, the obvious escape route is by swimming down the Thames. Hence, he always has Speedos on in case he ever has to make good a fast escape. But the fishing negotiations, clearly hugely fraught, because we're a fish-loving nation in this country. We like to have fish as, you know, friends, colleagues. you know, they relate to what it's like to be wet a lot of the time. I think that's why we have such an affinity with the fish here in Britain. And what I've heard is that they're not going to worry about, you know, where a fish is caught in terms of maritime boundaries, because, you know, you can just make them up, can't you? You can't draw a line on the sea.
Yeah.
Because the sea moves.
Yeah, fish have no regard for boundaries. Very
exactly.
Very strong regard for justice fish because of the scales.
But I mean, I think they identify not by land mass, but more by spirituality.
Oh.
Yeah, they have nations of the soul. or the souls. The compromise that the European Fisheries Agency and the British Society of the Fish have reached is that any fish caught swimming towards Britain are British, because they're clearly you know, homing in towards the motherland, whereas fish caught swimming towards the continent are divided up amongst EU nations and the landlocked member states. They've managed to get quite a sweet deal, because any fish that look really upset at having to live life in the sea go to the landlocked nations. But actually, I mean, most fish
don't look very happy.
They don't look very happy, do they? I mean, come on, fish. You know, my pescacious friends, a smile doesn't hurt anyone, does it? When did a fish... I mean, I know life is hard in the sea.
Yeah, the only one smiling are the sharks.
Yeah. I mean, it's more of a suppressed giggle than a smile, isn't it, for the
True.
Sharks? Other stumbling blocks in the negotiations are the time frame for blame transition. And under the current plans, Britain will still be able to use the EU as a scapegoat for everything until November 2021. For anything to do with immigration until September 2022... For health and safety regulations until March 2025. But after that, I'm afraid things are going to get tricky for us.
Have to start blaming the royals again.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, we're starting to move in that direction as it is. Are we going to stay together, the United Kingdom? Scotland wants a second independence referendum. Also, they're demanding that the Picts that have been found under London, as we've been discussing in recent weeks are given safe passage across Hadrian's Wall, and they're going to give them a large chunk of Dundee to live in.
I mean, I think that'll be good for the Picts. I think they're having a hard time in Essex, the bulk of them have settled now.
Yeah, I mean, you can't put a Pict in Essex and hope that everything works out. England, we want an interdependence referendum, where we have a referendum on whether to keep all the other UK nations in the UK, which is a really hard decision. Northern Ireland, just as a nation, issued a statement saying this is all getting very confusing. There is apparently going to be shared custody, in which Northern Ireland will be part of the UK during the weeks and part of the Republic on weekends and public holidays. Will be ceremonially handed over at a service station like an unhappy child of divorced parents. And, Wales, obviously, a very uncertain role in the changing geopolitical landscape of the United Kingdom and the EU. And not quite sure, the extent to which they want to be independent, the extent to which they want to be part of the UK. But yesterday they pitched up the Welsh at a United Nations meeting in rugby shirts, talked their way in and had a crucial casting vote on Resolution 2525, which relates to the excessive use of stilts in parades. And, of course, Cornwall, as we speak, voted to join Canada.
I'm looking forward to the Commonwealth coming back together in the wake of all of this. And that is your top story today. Now it's time for your letters to the editor, and you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alison, co-host, that's you today, Andy.
Hello.
While I greatly enjoy the show, I often find myself losing track of what days I have and have not listened to, as I don't have a regularly scheduled The Last Post break. Have you considered a more consolidated, longer-form weekly show? You could name it after some sort of other instrument. Maybe get one of your famous regular guests to host. Just a thought. Sincerely, Pete Urban. Thank you, Pete, for the suggestion. That would absolutely not work.
It wouldn't work. Weekly shows are a complete waste of time.
Complete waste of time. I mean, it's news. It happens every day.
You can't just be weekly and expect it to be up to date and topical.
Got to stay on the cutting edge. I appreciate the suggestion, Pete, but it's a stupid one. And that is your letters to the editor. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we will be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today was celebrity, Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Andy, have you got anything to plug?
I do, actually. History. It's really fascinating, and we can learn a lot from it. So I'd just recommend you all have a look at that.
Have a look at that?
Yeah. It's great.
I'm not
earning anything from that. I'm not being paid to plug history. This is just from the heart, from me to your listeners, Alice.
Well, yes, but you are in many ways, you need to disclose the fact that you are a product of history.
I come from history, but...
you have an affiliate code with history.
I don't really stand to benefit from history in the future. So, I'm not doing this for me.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So look that up, Andrew Zaltzman, history. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser, and my shows are now on sale for the Melbourne, Sydney and Perth comedy festivals. Look them up online. My show is called Kronos, Alice Fraser Kronos. Google that. If you spell it all right, you'll get the right link. The executive producer of this show is Christopher D. Skinner, and as our audience regularly says, good luck to you, Chris. I will talk to you again tomorrow.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.